Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Christmas is all about the kids. Now, you could argue it's about many other things too, but primarily children. But what if you don't have any? Is spending the day in your pyjamas dying with a hangover what Christmas is really all about? The photographer Ruth Medjber argues that it is. Afternoon, Ruth.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm all right. So what is your typical Christmas then? Your typical Christmas day?
You know what? It's just that. It's pyjamas. It's television. It's being a little bit hungover. It's having a lie-in, taking the dog for a walk. We might do the sugar loaf. And then
that's a big walk. My God, the dog would be knackered after that.
It's not that far. We'll do it slowly. Everything's about going slow and taking it easy after what's always a really busy year, you know, running around, fussing after everyone and doing the job that I do. It can be a bit much. So Christmas, I always use it as an excuse. The lead up is to see friends I haven't seen all year, to have a really good time, to celebrate the end of the year, and then to just veg out on Christmas Day. And that's what I can do because I don't have any children.
Yeah. And so you wrote a piece about this, and did that prompt outrage in people?
Well, you know, I have a column in the Indo, okay, and I write about like life and everything. I'm a 39-year-old woman without kids and I have a dog. And my life seems to anger a lot of people. And some people were quite offended that, you know, they described it as, your Christmas is just a long boozy weekend with decorations. And I'm like, yeah, so that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that for me.
Yeah. But was there a little bit in your column about I like children, but I couldn't eat a whole one, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of. I made a very deliberate choice. Myself and my partner have made a very deliberate choice not to have children. They're just not for us. You know, I do love other people's kids. I have godchildren. I dote on them. I buy them loads of presents. I go to the zoo. I do all the things that, you know, you do with kids throughout the year. But Christmas Day, I have one tradition, one thing that I do every year, okay? I go to the pub that we go to all year round, and it's a lock-in on Christmas Eve. All of us get together after the busk on Grafton Street, bunch of musicians. We have a few pints, we get our Christmas drink in, and we chat and we sing songs all night, and we get absolutely steaming. And then the next day, I am a bit hungover, and I love that tradition.
Is that legal, Ruth? Should you be saying this on the radio?
Well, I didn't say the name of the pub.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Very intentionally.
If you're following Ruth Medjber on Christmas Eve, you know where she's headed to.
Turn away. Christmas, you know, is designed around children because they get absolutely spoiled by Santa and everything else. But that just because we don't have kids doesn't mean that we should be excluded from doing our own version of Christmas.
Oh, no.
The point I was trying to make in the article is that, you know, sometimes when we were growing up, say, we'd have the big family dinner and my mom and dad would be cooking and everything else. And there would always be, you know, a maiden aunt invited over because people were pitying her because, oh, she doesn't have kids or whatever. So you bring them over to your house and you almost kind of force these people to partake in your Christmas. Well, I think there's so many people my age, my generation, who are child free, whether it is by choice or not, you know, it is the reality of it, especially now with the housing crisis, that a lot of people are choosing not to have children or can't have children. I would like to advocate for those people and say we shouldn't be forced in to your Christmas with your kids. We should be allowed to sit at home in our own houses with our dogs and have our own version.
Ruth, have you been forced into a different sort of Christmas? Have you had to spend a Christmas in a house with screaming kids?
Well, you know, I'd hate to say forced, you know, but it, my parents are great now. We made the conscious decision like they did. They moved to Spain a couple of years ago. So, and then they broached the topic of Christmas. They're like, well, what are we going to do for Christmas? Do you guys want to come here or should we go there? I was like, well, why don't we just spread it apart? Why do we have to live up to this kind of Hollywood Christmas movie style scene where everyone gets together? It's like, you guys are happy over there. I'm happy over here. We'll do our own Christmas. You know, we don't need to do what they do on the TV ads and have everyone over for this big thing. And yeah, so it's just changing what is traditionally the view of Christmas to make sure that everyone's living their own version of it, their own happy version of it, you know. And I'm talking about, you know, yes, the people who don't have children who want to spend it on their own, you know, because like a friend of mine has been with her partner for 20 years. And in those 20 years, you know, they met when they were 20. In those 20 years, they never once had a Christmas together because she's from the west of Ireland. He's from the east of Ireland. So they always had to like split up and go separate ways. Mm. And I met her this year and I was like, well, what are you doing for Christmas? She was like, we're having Christmas together for the first time in 20 years. And they don't have children, they have a dog. But now I think everyone's finally accepted they should spend Christmas Day together. You know, they shouldn't be obligated to travel and visit family if they don't need to and they don't want to or whatever. They deserve to have their perfect little family Christmas together, even if their family is just the two of them and a dog.
Yeah, I know married couples who still do that. He goes to his and she goes to hers kind of thing. It's
strange. I mean, yeah. Like, that's strange to me. You know, I want to spend Christmas with my partner and I want to do it the way I want to do it. So I'm opting out of all that.
And does it still, I mean, you'll wake up then on Christmas morning. You might still have your Christmas jumper on, maybe a little bit of puke on it from the night before. But does it still feel Christmassy to you?
Yeah, it's our own Christmas buzz. Yeah, it definitely does still feel Christmassy. I mean, you know yourself, like if there's no kids involved in Christmas, it doesn't feel as Christmassy and it never will again. But we're making it very Christmassy with our own little traditions, you know, like climbing the sugar loaf and like going for pints the night before. And that feels special. And it feels special to just relax. And we will ring around the families and we will say Happy Christmas. And yeah, we'll do all of that. But the thing is, there's no pressure. There's no obligation. We will visit. We will visit. Absolutely. But it'll be, you know, it's not expected of us. So it's really nice. So, you know, and some people get really uncomfortable visiting other people's houses and everything like that. So I'm just like saying, we should just let people off the hook and maybe, you know, subtly say, if you want to spend Christmas with your friends or with whoever or whatever it looks like to you that would make you happy, maybe it's okay for you to go and do that.
One listener says, our Christmas involves young kids and driving across the country to eat two Christmas dinners with our families. I end the Christmas holidays completely exhausted.
And you see, that's
what you're talking about. Yeah,
I never want to do that. I never want to have to drive across and eat two Christmas dinners. That's not relaxing. That's not nice.
No. Apart from all the things you've outlined on Christmas morning, do you have presents under the tree? Do you like you whip it out from underneath the bed or how does that work?
I'm sitting beside the Christmas tree now. It's ridiculously decorated with all sorts of weird things. You know, I've got like a bottle of soy sauce and a mooning Santa Claus and astronauts and all these crazy things. It's packed full of presents underneath for my partner. And we've got stockings with our names on them. So we do it. we don't do anything that we don't want to do.
Yeah. And is it like you get up in the morning and it's presents? Do you stagger them out during the day?
Do you know what? We'll probably come home from the pub and open the stockings when we're a bit sloshed because that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
And there are good things in the socks or is it just like cheap tat?
No, it's good things in the socks. You know, I mean, this is the other thing about being a dinkwad, which is what they call dual income. What is it? No kids with a dog. Is that you have money because I don't have to spend money on children. God bless them. Like, we don't have a huge list from Smiths to buy. So I spoil my partner and I spoil my friends in my life as well. I'll buy, you know, presents for my friends and I will buy presents for my godkids. But like, yeah, it's, you do go a little bit mad.
Do you get something for the dog?
Do you know what? We are going to get her something that she really likes, which is a box of tissues, and she will pull each one of them out and rip them out.
Oh, yeah. And who says, and there's no work for you at Christmas? I'd imagine they're over.
After a dog. I know, she loves to do it, so that's what she'll get.
A lot of reaction to this, just like with your article. But you know what?
Oh, God.
Yeah, apart from one or two going, oh, she'll be sorry, who are just totally riddled with jealousy, most people are going, that sounds fabulous. I wish I could do it.
I mean, look, just live your own best life, whatever the version of it is. I'm not coming for your Christmas, you know. I'm not saying, oh, you can't have Christmas with your kids anymore. Just let everyone do whatever they want to. Just chill.
Yes, Ruth Medjber is part of the woke agenda trying to destroy Christmas. Ruth, thanks a million for talking to us. And happy Christmas, yeah. Have a lovely day. Sounds like Christmas, you're going to have a lovely day anyway. I'll read out, actually, some of those comments. I'm 54, single with no kids. This year is the first year I'm going to be spending it on my own. I'm actually looking forward to it so much. We're up and out for a Christmas dip on Christmas morning. I want to make the most of the day and hate to waste it hungover or by having a lie-in. We don't have children. Instead, we host my sister and her children. My husband is a great chef and there's plenty of room in our home, but we are so glad when they eventually go home to have some peace and quiet again. What a sad life that woman has. She doesn't even know it. We'll only hit her and her partner in their 50s. Will it though? Will it? I suggested a romantic Christmas with my boyfriend, but he flat out refused to miss out on his family Christmas. I do like the idea of waking up together on Christmas morning, but he's not willing to give up. We do our own couple's Christmas Day mid-December, where we both take the day off and potter around town. And then we split up from Christmas Eve before coming back together for New Year's. We both appreciate the time with our families alone. Okay, well, if it works for you, of course. I'm a single in my 60s. I spend Christmas Day alone by choice. I don't like Christmas and find it the easiest way to get through it, and it's fine. I have lovely siblings, but they live a long way from me, and I'd prefer to sleep in my own bed. I don't want pity or invitations, however well meant. And that is an interesting point, actually, because one of the things we forget about, especially when you're being bombarded with happy Christmas messages everywhere, there are probably a large proportion of people who just don't like it. Please stop portraying single women as unwanted maiden aunts. Well, I think Ruth was referring to that cliche that's often trotted out rather than something she believed herself. Our aunts made our Christmases, they were, still are, fun and cool. Spare me from the married with children pains who want to come and destroy our Christmases with their spoiled brats. I'm a 47-year-old man with no children. I'm not a great lover of Christmas, but I do partake in all the Irish Christmas traditions. It's just my brother and myself. I just love relaxing, filling my face and watching some Christmas TV. I agree with that woman about Christmas. I used to do all that family thing and hated it. The best thing that ever happened was COVID, which forced us to miss the family thing. But since then, I spend it alone and it's bliss. Someone else says that speaker is a breath of fresh air. I wish I could take a leaf out of her book. And finally, somebody else says, good on you, Ruth. I'm happy out with me and my rescue cat, Ophelia. That's a cat with notions. I don't celebrate Christmas either and agree and identify 100% with Ruth. Myself and my partner of 5 years have chosen not to have kids either. We do our own thing. This year, we'll be spending Christmas Day with my twin sister, who is struggling with her mental health. And we're going to just wing it. We've no definite plans, just gonna go with the flow and see what happens. If only we could all just do that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.